proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Today we begin to turn our attention to the suffering servant as depicted in the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. Some contemporary critics believe that the book of Isaiah was composed by more than one author. However, that's not true. Only one person, a man by the name of Isaiah, wrote that book. His prophetic ministry, as described in the book, extended through the reigns of at least four of the kings of Judah: Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Isaiah lived to see his nation threatened by the armies of Assyria, and could foresee the rising Babylonian threat to his nation as well. His book can be divided into two main sections. The first section, chapters 1 through 39, deal with God's judgments on the Jewish people. The remaining portion, chapters 40 through 66, refer to God's deliverance of the Jewish nation. In those final chapters, God gave repeated allusions to one he called, quote, "my servant," unquote. Jews and Christians differ over the identity of this servant. Jews believe that the servant referred to themselves as a collective entity. A verse found in Isaiah 41 seemed to support this viewpoint. Quote, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend," unquote. Further support for this Jewish position comes from the opening verse of Isaiah 44. Quote, "Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen," unquote. God also stated in another passage from Isaiah 44, "Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant. O Lord, thou shalt not be forgotten of me," unquote. Other verses in the Old Testament likewise depicted the Jewish people as God's servant. For example, the author of Psalm 105 described the Jewish nation as, quote, "Ye seed of Abraham his servant, ye children of Jacob his chosen," unquote. In Jeremiah chapter 30, God exhorted one whom he called "my servant Jacob," not to fear. In Ezekiel 28, God also referred to the Jewish nation as "my servant Jacob," unquote. To the Jewish people, this designation of themselves as God's servant plays a significant role. They apply this phrase to themselves as an entity because it fits in with a Jewish concept known as Tikkun Olam, that is to say, in Hebrew, repairing the world. Some Jews contend that God selected the Jewish people specifically to redeem the Gentile world through the Jewish people's good deeds, and through the Jewish people's patient suffering of affliction. Do such Jewish arguments have relevance? Are they the only one to whom God referred as "my servant"? Well, when we look at the Old Testament, there are others mentioned with that phrase as well. For example, in 1 Chronicles 17, God calls Jacob "my servant." In the first two chapters of Job, he refers to that individual as his servant. He also referred to Zerubbabel in Haggai chapter 2 as his servant. Moreover, according to Amos chapter 3, the prophets as a group functioned as God's servants. Contrast the Jewish position with that position taken by Christians. The latter group believe that Isaiah's expression alludes to the Messiah, specifically to Jesus Christ. Christians point out a number of parallels between the work and person of Messiah in Isaiah 53 and the work and person of Jesus Christ as portrayed in the New Testament. In our next session, we will examine that interpretation. This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.